Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
This episode is brought to you by United Faith Mortgage.
Hey, I am standing in the break room at Life 97.9 with my dear friend, Alan Jones. Say hi, Alan.
Hi, Alan.
Yeah, exactly. He's a funny, funny man.
I'm sorry.
I like him so much. You know, I love to talk about kindness, and I love to talk about knowing God and seeing God. And Alan is one of those people who allows me to take over the mic once a week at his station on his morning show and be able to talk about kindness. And it's so, so, so wonderful. So I thought maybe we should turn the tables and talk with Alan and put him in the hot seat.
I'm so excited and nervous, but mostly excited.
Yeah, you should be nervous.
Welcome to the Kindness Podcast. I'm Nicole Phillips. Today we get to hear from Alan Jones.
There might be things that are not nice to say, but I can do it kindly. I can do it gracefully. I can do it hopefully.
Alan Jones has been in professional radio for nearly a decade, working in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Blue Earth, Minnesota, and now in Fargo, North Dakota for Life 97.9. He's married to his wonderful wife, Laura. Their household includes two kids, Sylvan and Samara, a corgi named Tucker, and a feisty cat named Riddle. Listen live to Alan on Life 97.9. In the radio business, it's really exciting. You've been in Sioux Falls, you've been in Blue Earth, Minnesota, now in Fargo, North Dakota at Life 97.9. And you are the morning show guy and the purveyor of kindness, I think, in Fargo. Do you agree with me?
Well, thank you. I love that. The purveyor of kindness, which that is high praise because you are the purveyor of kindness. But I will take that, Nicole. I love that. Thank you. That's so kind of you. Pun only slightly intended there.
I know, right? Only slightly. Well, I have told people that we were going to turn the tables a little bit. We were going to put you in the hot seat. So now usually you're interviewing me and today I get to interview you. So are you nervous?
I was going to say yes, but then I'm like, you know what? No, I trust Nicole 100%. I'm mostly just excited. I am so honored that you asked me to do this and that you asked me to be here. And I'm just excited to hang out with you and all of your wonderful fans. Well, I think this is great. So thank you for having me.
Yeah. And you know what? I actually, because we're such good friends, I feel like I just know you so, so well, like probably better than your wife, who you've been married to for 11 years, or any of your, you know.
Yeah, probably better than anybody. Like even God,
right?
I hope
probably
that didn't go too far.
Probably, because you know what I feel from you. I feel like your favorite color is, let's say it at the same time: 1, 2, 3, flannel.
Green. What did you say? I missed what you said.
I said flannel. Your favorite color is flannel. So hello.
Oh, is flannel a color? Then yes. If flannel counts as a color, then 100%. Flannel is my favorite clothing item, and green happens to be my favorite color thrown in there, maybe followed by buffalo plaid. Buffalo Ooh. Plaid flannel, I love it. It's my favorite.
Okay, buffalo plaid is most definitely a color, at least if you live in the Dakotas, which we do. So there we go. So, Alan, on the Kindness Podcast, I love to ask people how they have seen God's kindness in their lives. And I'd love for you to share about that. And then I'm going to ask you about a really specific thing that happened to you recently and God's kindness within that. So you want to start out and just say, in your life, you have seen God's kindness. How?
I would say this is really big on my heart right now. I got back from a trip to Honduras where me and a bunch of my other colleagues in radio, specifically Northwestern Media, which has a bunch of radio stations in the Midwest, we took a trip with the organization One Child to just observe their work in Honduras and how they support local churches that are helping to support kids in really difficult places. And in fact, their whole slogan is bringing hope to hard places. And I've never even left the country before, Nicole. So this was my first time even leaving the country. And it broke me a bit. Like, I think just today, I feel like I'm starting to feel myself again.
Really?
So I've just kind of been trying to process this whole trip. But the people there, so one of the things I learned in SOF, it wasn't for these places, that these churches that are bringing in these kids and helping them. If it wasn't for those places, most of the children would just end up in gangs. Like, gangs are basically everywhere, especially in the capital city in Honduras, Tegucigalpa. And so if it wasn't for these places that are not only feeding the kids, but also feeding their families and helping to educate them and tutor them, and most importantly, teaching them about love and how to be kind, which is just blew me away. They're literally teaching these children how to be kind. And from that, the kids are bringing forth the change in their communities, even among their own parents, who also happen to be some of the gang members and stuff. But while being there, I was so blown away by the heart and the joy, the generosity, the kindness of these people that are volunteering at these centers. And, you know, one of the moments that happened to me, and it was a simple moment, but it will forever be on my heart, was we'd been hanging out at this Hope Center all day, and we were going to go and play soccer on just this like gravel soccer field. That actually used to be a big dump, and this place had taken it. They cleared out all the trash, and that was a soccer field.
Down below the
soccer field, there's like some avocado trees and mango trees and stuff. And I went to sit on like a rocky ledge because a bunch of my other friends had gone out. They're going to play soccer first. And I'll admit, I was a little like, man, I want to go play soccer with the kids, but there's already too many people on the field. And so I was like, all right, fine. I'll just wait. And I was like, you know, it's a little grumpy, a little selfish grumpy. And I just kind of sit down, and this little boy comes over, and I came to find out that he was 6 years old. And he said some things to me in Spanish, which I cannot speak Spanish, which I wish I could, because I wish I knew what he was saying. But he just came up to me, and he looked up at me, and he said some things. And then he just leaned into me. Just like that. He just like just leaned against his shoulder, put his arm on my leg, and he just leaned in. And I just melted, Nicole. Here's this child. And I was able to ask him how old he was and found out he was 6. And I believe his name was Lassa. Here's a child that could have been led to a life of violence and crazy hardships. Now he has this hope in a future because he's a child at one of these churches, at one of these hope centers. Just this moment of this child coming over and leaning against me and just having just a quick physical connection. It was such a kind act. It was such a love-filled act from a child that lives in a culture where loving physical connection is not big in most of the culture outside of these places. And boy, I was so glad I wasn't out playing soccer in that moment. Right. And it also brought to me, I think, the importance sometimes and the kindness, appropriately so, of just having maybe a physical connection in the right moment with somebody, especially given what the past couple of years have been, you know, just the physical distancing and everything and keeping safe. But when there's someone who's close to us and maybe we're able, with whether it's with our spouse, our kids, or a family member, a good friend, and we're able to just have some kind of quick, sometimes physical connection, can be such a moment of kindness that just fills your heart and makes you feel so warm and loved. And that's what that little boy did for me in that moment. And I am going to treasure it forever. I loved that little guy. I just wish I could have spoken Spanish. Like, because he kept talking to me and I had no idea what he was saying, which that kills me. But
honestly, I really feel like sometimes kids just want an adult who will listen. So maybe it was a benefit that you couldn't mm-hmm. actually speak to him because you could listen to his words, the cadence of his words, and maybe you were forced not to respond, you know, and find the right words. So that's neat. And and so on every kindness podcast, we like to talk about the kindness tip that we give people for that show. And I'm going to steal that human connection, that actual physical touch. And so we'll repeat that for everybody a little toward the end of the show. But That's a good one, Alan. We're going to keep that. Okay. So I asked you, tell me about, I wanted to know about general kindness in your life. And then about, you know, that thing that happened a week or two ago, right? So your trip to Honduras. So you told us about that. So what about God's kindness in your life through, the things that you have done or had done for you or things that you've witnessed? Also throughout your life, your career, your marriage, you're a dad, you have 47 animals. So, you know, what do you have? You have a 48, corgi,
to be exact.
Yeah. Well,
I have a corgi,
which are adorable and popular.
A Cavalier King Charles, mm-hmm, and a cat. And then I have a 4-year-old and a 1-year-old as well. So my house is nuts. Like I finish here at the studios, I go home and it's just a circus most of the time, but it's wonderful. You know, thinking in like broad terms, mm-hmm, boy, I just feel like there's this overall sense of God's ridiculous kindness with me at all times in my life, mm-hmm, watching over me. I mean, boy, there are so many times when I look back at my life that I could have just like gone off a pretty extreme deep end. But God was right there to like catch me, bring me back, take me out of situations when I didn't even want to be taken out of situations. And I didn't realize till later, it's like, oh, God was saving me from something, I think, pretty bad, where my life could have taken a dramatic turn. And now to find myself here, where, because I went to school for theater at the University of South Dakota in Vermilion, South Dakota. And that had been my dream forever, you know, going to acting. And then it was my senior year of college, I felt like that I shouldn't do it anymore. But I didn't know what I should do. And at one point during that transitional phase, I thought maybe I should be a cartoonist because I love drawing cartoons. I felt just this little like, hey, what about radio? And I went to a local radio station in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and just asked if they needed an intern or a part-time help. And they did. And so I just started just doing like really simple board op things. And I just learned. And that's what opened up my radio career at that point. And it's so incredible how God just put all these pieces together to bring me to where I am now here at Life 97.9 in Fargo, because my wife likes to joke around and say, you know, it's amazing how much God knew what he was doing, because you have all these random stories, these random abilities that wouldn't work anywhere else except in radio. That's the only place where my skill set really comes alive and actually works. Mm-hmm. And God knew what he was doing in that sense. And it's incredible. Even when I didn't see it, you know, happening for a really long time, it's like he's been grooming me for this forever. And when it finally came into place, it's like, wow. So anyway, I don't know if that really answers your question.
Totally.
I'm thinking about God's incredible kindness.
Yeah.
Just guiding me over all the years of my life to bring me to where I'm at now, hanging out with you on your podcast, yeah, is ridiculously amazing. And it just blows me away. I'm so honored and humbled by the whole situation. I'm excited to see what he's going to do next too. Like what's happening around the corner. I don't know.
Yeah. He's never done with us. So yeah, there's one more thing. So I love that your wife says, you know, you have all of these stories that, you know, needed to be shared only on the radio, because where else? Like she doesn't want to sit around and hear the story again and again or whatever, you know, or like, oh, okay, thanks, honey. Can I talk for a little bit, do you think? Or, you know, like the give and the take of the stories. So you bring your A game every single morning and you are in this studio by yourself, windows around you, and you are sharing hope, inspiration, enthusiasm, excitement for the day, and fun stories. And so my thought when I hear you is, how in the world does he do this day after day after day after day? Like, don't you run out of enthusiasm or hope?
I think one of the big things is just taking it a day at a time. You know, it's so funny. I'm so excited where my show is currently at. Like here, I'm gonna turn my camera here just so you can see. This is my very professional sticky note wall.
Oh.
And all these sticky notes are ideas and things that I currently have going on during my show. But if someone would have said when I first started my show, because I've been at Fargo now a little over a year and a few months, be like, Alan, we need you just to, you know, you have to do all these things, go. Like, I never could have done it, but it's just been a process and ideas have just started to flow. And it's just been built upon day after day after day. And so I think that's one of the big things, just taking it a day at a time, trying to lay a foundational piece a day at a time. And then when I get exhausted, because one of the things, I'm an extrovert, but I have a solo morning show. I don't have a co-host or anything. And so one of the things I like to do, which is tough, but it's great in two senses. I get to just 100% focus on the listener. Like, I want to show you something else.
That's cool.
It's another sticky note I have. And it says, how can you love the listener today? Because one time I was listening to Mr. Keith Stevens, who's the morning show host at KTIS in Minneapolis. Amazing. And I thought to myself, he is so good at just loving and caring for the listener. And for me, sometimes being performance minded, having an acting background, I just get in my head and I'd be me focused. I'm like, no, I want to focus on them. And so that's the first thing I look at every day is how can I love the listener today? And that might just be like, maybe I can just make them laugh or smile, or maybe I can just acknowledge that they might be in a place of hurting right now and we can pray for them. Maybe I can just share a story of someone in a similar situation that can encourage them. There's so many ways to do that, but it keeps me in the right space. So that, I see that a lot. And I'll admit, if I'm ever feeling uninspired, I like to listen to other radio shows. If I have like three songs before I talk or something, I'll get on my phone and I'll stream, usually other shows in the Northwestern Media Network, because I guess this is a slight plug. All the people are amazing. They're so good. It's ridiculous. It's crazy. And so I just listen to these other people who also happen to be friends of mine, and it just jazzes me up and it gets me ready. And I'm like, okay, let's make some great radio. Let's connect with people. Let's see what God wants to do today.
Yeah.
Because it's definitely a struggle some days, but overall, I love it. Yeah. I love showing up and getting to just see what God does with me and the listeners on a day-to-day basis.
I love that. I love that. I always pray to God before I speak, God, let there be one. Let there be just one person who is touched by something that you say through me, God.
More from Alan Jones in just a second. But first, let's talk about our sponsor, United Faith Mortgage.
Charlie, my boy.
Yes.
How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good.
I like hanging out with you. It's fun.
Thanks. It's fun to hang out with you, too.
Thanks. Oh, my gosh. My teenage son just said that. Did you all hear it? Did you hear it? It's like, wow, that is a miracle. That is an amazing thing that just came out of his mouth that I literally did not tell him to say. You want to know something else that's super, super amazing? The Kindness Podcast has a sponsor. Like, that means we're big time when we have a sponsor. United Faith Mortgage has been kind enough to sponsor us. And I love it because I love United Faith Mortgage. And they will be good to you, I promise you. Their team is part of a bigger company who is a direct lender. So that means that the company gets to use their own money to make its own decisions within its own walls. Charlie, do you like to use your own money to make your own decisions?
I do, yeah.
You like to use my money to make your own decisions, don't you?
Yeah, that too.
Hey, there's no middleman for you. That advantage allows them to give you a better rate, which can save you monthly and lifelong money. So United Faith Mortgage, remember that when you're looking to buy or refinance.
And now back to Alan Jones.
When you mentioned like you listen to the other radio shows because they're all so good and you're like, oh, it's a plug. Here's the thing. You and I worked together way before the Kindness Podcast became a part of the Northwestern Media family. So that is just really, really brand new. And the reason why I took it to Northwestern Media, because I own the show, right? So I can go where I want to go. And the reason I took it to Northwestern Media was because I felt the camaraderie and the enthusiasm and the very unlike a lot of places that people can work where it's, you know, did you get this done? Why aren't you making your numbers? Whatever. It's just a collaborative so far. Being in the inside now, I see it as a collaborative effort.
I might be the wrong person to get going on this because I could gush about Northwestern Media and the whole collection of radio stations they have in the Midwest, because it's ridiculous, Nicole, what has been created. Like I said, I just went to Honduras with 14 people from around the network, also including like the boss of all the media. And it was a trip outside of the incredible impact of seeing what's happening in Honduras, how God is working and everything with the kids and the volunteers and the churches. Also, I never thought I would. I mean, we were all in the age range from like 26 to 56. Mm-hmm. But on that trip, we were basically all a bunch of high schoolers having the time of our lives. Like it was ridiculous, like in the sense of it was so much fun while also dealing with these heavy things. But these people are amazing. And I say all that to say the culture that has been created at Northwestern Media is unlike anything I've seen in my life. It's the kind of culture I've yearned for and desired. And suddenly it's here. People who are just trusting in God and trusting in the people that they have. And it gives them this incredible sense of creative freedom and belonging, unlike I've seen anywhere else before. And it's amazing. And I could probably go on about this for a while, because yeah, I've been at places that have not been like that.
Right.
And so being here now is just like, wow, what an incredible group of people. What amazingness that God is doing to create a very kind and loving culture throughout all of these radio stations here in the Midwest.
Yep. God is constantly showing his kindness, isn't he? So before we let everybody go and cut them loose, let's reiterate our kindness tip for everyone. Do you remember what it is since you came up with it?
I did come up with the kindness tip. Was this what I talked about at the beginning of the podcast?
Of the touch.
Oh, yes. It was the physical connection. So much has happened since then, Nicole.
I'm so sorry I put you on the spot like that. I just kind of assumed that you would. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's okay. That was ages ago in my mind. But yeah, that physical connection, appropriately so. Appropriately right. So, of course. But boy, with family, friends, loved one, like, I know for me, it just means a lot. Even, you know, just whether it's even a pat on the shoulder. Like, I mean, that's like also one of my love languages anyway. That's why it meant so much. So when that little guy just came and leaned on me, and it's amazing how kind that can be, especially to someone who might be feeling lonely or they're down, and just having that quick physical connection can really mean so very much too. And I do have a quote for you that I've shared with you before, if you want it.
Ooh, I want it. I want it. Let's share it with everyone.
Okay. So we've actually talked about this a couple of times, dear, when you've been on my radio show. But it's the Doctor Who quote that means so much to me. And it's so relatively simple, but you know, funny enough, this all kind of ties in mentioning, you know, I've been in workplaces where the culture was not what it is where I am now, where it's just this amazing place. And I was once told by a boss when I was kind of in a leadership position that, Alan, you can't always be Mr. Nice Guy. And I totally understood what he was saying. Being in a leadership position, you have to have difficult conversations, all these kinds of things. But it troubled me to the very depths of my soul.
Right.
Maybe it's just because I don't like confrontation, hate confrontation. But like, I understood what he was getting at, but there's something bigger that just troubled me. But I'd be like, well, even if I have to have difficult conversations with someone, I don't think that means I have to be mean. I feel like there's, and it just stuck with me until I was watching one of my favorite shows, Doctor Who, which it is a weird show if you don't know what it is. It's British sci-fi. It's been around forever. It's crazy. But there is a quote, and for any of your fans who are also Doctor Who fans, it's Peter Capaldi right before it's his very last episode, and he's giving a big grand speech. And during this speech, he just says, always try to be nice, but never fail to be kind. And when I heard it, and it's funny, it's such a simple thing, and yet it set me free from that burden that was placed on me by the, yeah, when you can't always be Mr. Nice Guy. Because it was like, well, I understand what you're saying, but this bothers me. Why does this bother me so much? And that was it. It's like, okay, maybe I can't always, I'm going to always try to be nice. But if I can't, if I'm having to have a really difficult conversation, if I'm having to set up boundaries appropriately, there might be things that are not nice to say, but I can do it kindly. I can do it gracefully. I can do it hopefully. And that quote, boy, like God used it. Like it really spoke to me. And to this day, it continues to minister to me. And boy, like in that, the moment I heard that quote, the weight of the Alan, you can't always be Mr. Nice Guy was just gone. It was off my shoulder.
Because you can always,
which was amazing. It really was.
Be kind. Yep. Well, okay. So one last thing about our physical touch thing. I love to ask people, are you a hugger? Instead of saying, can I give you a hug? Because I've asked people, can I give you a hug? And then they say no. And I feel like I've personally been rejected. but when I say, are you a hugger? That has nothing to do with me. It's them. And they have every right to have their personal space. So, when I say, are you a hugger? And they say, no, not really. And I'm like, okay, well, it's sure nice talking to you today, whatever, you know, otherwise we hug. Cause I am a hugger. But Alan, if we were together,
that's
I would.
So smart.
Oh, good. So smart. Thanks. If we were together, I would hug you right now. Cause I know you're a hugger and oh, but instead we have to say goodbye to everyone. So
thank you, Nicole.
Thank you.
And thank you to everyone else too. This was wonderful.
I know. Thanks everybody for listening to the Kindness Podcast. I sure appreciate having you here. Bye, Alan.
Bye, Nicole.
Once again, thanks to Alan Jones. I'm Nicole Phillips. This episode of the Kindness Podcast is a product of Northwestern Media, a ministry of University of Northwestern, St. Paul. Do you know someone who could use a little extra kindness in their life? Let them know about the Kindness Podcast. Like and subscribe at Apple, Spotify, and Google. And check out my books and blog on the socials at Nicole J. Phillips. Once again, we want to say thank you to United Faith Mortgage. To learn more, go to unitedfaithmortgage.com. United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York, licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org, corporate NMLS number 1330, equal housing lender, not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Utah.